Okay, so we got to the Beis Hamikdash. Tzavarech k'migdal Hashem, inayech b'tamid yechachamim, roi sheikh, zekodesh hakadoshim, melech osur barahatim. Now, we got up to the pasuk where it says that there's five drachim of avodas Hashem. Yira, l'leches medrachav, l'intoya avas Hashem, l'das Hashem b'chol drachim, having the midas of Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, midas of Hashem, avas Hashem, what's it called? B'chol drachecha de'eyu and mitzvos esseis. And he went through the pasuk. My yofes is yiras Hashem manu amt is midas ava batan ava is avas Hashem batanugim is the Zois koimosech. No. Hava batanugim is that. Zois koimosech domsel the summer. Vishodayech la ashkoilos. So. Is ches. Zois koimosech. Your height is like a palm tree. Who connected lavu des Hashem ladas oisay b'chol ha'inyanim? Af b'achilu v'shtir v'shari dvarim ha'echreichim, and a tamar apparently gives you all that. It gives you shade. It gives you fruit. V'chino oivdim es Hashem b'chol drachim im b'em soilus af b'achilosim v'shtiosim v'shari tzorchei aguf. So that's a tall tree is like that. U'b'chino achrayin akol al chabad chokma bina das. So what's that? Shadayach. Hima mitzvahs besoid. Shakai dogash verofa. Ase v'lois ase. Yamin or small? I don't know what he means here. V'omu v'resh tikkuni zoyer v'notchim pikudai dinu tayag mitzvahs detalyan mishem havaya ki invin v'asachlo. So he said a lot of Kabbalistic terms here. But I'll call upon him that Mishadayich are what sustains us, and that is the last step, the key mitzvahs. And there's we already had that it's Teumim, which is mitzvahs essay and lois essay. Okay. Amarti ele besamar. Now, and what's happening over here is if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains a little bit more. He says, Amarti el besamar, mispar ani bein chayolois shalmaila bachem, she'es'ala ve'eskadosh ayedechem betachtoinim, she'tekadshu eshmi bein ha'umais. So, I've already basically told my upper echelons of malachim and the like that I am mispoir in Klal Yisrael. Yisrael shall b'chol espoir. So, amarti ele b'salmar oichaza b'sansina v'ani ochuz ve'edabit b'chem. So basically, I basically said that I will become great through you. That's what that pasuk means. Amarti ele b'samar. I'll go up the tree. Oichaza b'sansina. I'll grab the branches to show how great it is. V'yuna shadach keshkol is agefen. V'reach apech ketapuchim. V'ato ha'amiti as dvarai shalot hispati achrei ha'umais v'yatoyim ha'chachom shabach oimdim b'emunasam lashem dvarim l'mafatim ha'isra shilumdu me'em k'tan ha'shvet. And you should establish yourself as examples so that the people know how to follow. So they don't get caught up with the Umos HaOil. Okay, so the Gra explains, Bi'uroi, Kulam Yoimru, Na'al La'im Yisrael, She'im Mechunim Ketamar She'im B'Psalos. Now everyone is following, fine. So the first eight psukim, everyone is talking about the godless of Klal Yisrael, all the Midas, Hashem compliments us, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Beis HaMikdash, you have Chacham, you have Einayim, you have Torah, you have Mitzvah Slice, you say you follow Hashem, Machod Rochav. Now, Amarati Ele B'Santinov. All the other Umayis are saying, hey, I want to go B'Tamar. Right? We'll go and catch the trees, the branches. Okay? And you should have shadayim that are giving out wine, meaning to say you should give out to the world. Again, that in I don't know what that means. Eitzel drachav amar midrachav should be orik tas mehem. Va'imar be'archoisav shemar kol archoisav. In other words, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Yoyreinu midrachav v'nilchav be'archoisav. So midrachav and be'archoisav. What's the difference? Because eitzel drachav, it says midrachav should be orik tas mehem. You could tell me part of them. You should be all the archaisav. In other words, midos is very hard to say that, okay, you have all the good midos. But that's drach. But archaisav is the ways of Hashem that you have to go in the ways of Hashem. The ways of Hashem is the mitzvahs. You have to do all of them. Lefisha mitzvahs yesh ben dal bezvarm, asiyasan and kavanasan. Asiyasan v'kiyumam nikra derech. Shekol yitzar dorechem bayim. V'akavana nikra oirach l'fishis. Only sh'mesei misbarim echavnim bayim. L'chein yoyim bo'umais. She'enim yodim goydol ha'torech la'giyah l'akavana yoyim. Yorinu midrach. Look, there's a lot of mitzvahs. L'chein lo yech p'tzurak b'efes. So the goyim say, hey, let's follow in some of your mitzvahs. And we'll have the proper kavana like you have for our kavana, and it's really punk for Karen. Really, the hard part of the mitzvah is the kavana, is not the mitzvah itself. But then we'll have that. Okay. V'zeu v'reach apayach ketapuchim ki a kavana pnimis shekol mitzvah shenuchal l'ariach shu moiru l'das pnimis and davar kasher yo. Because always smell is a little bit chitzonius, but it shows you that there's something more to it. So here also, there's something more to the mitzvah. Right? Sometimes the smell tells you go further. Those the kavanah of the mitzvah will inspire you to do more and more, to get further involved. It's there's endless layers of kavanah that one can have. So is the reach, is your kavanah and mitzvahs that you have. It's one thing that you do mitzvahs, but the other thing that you have kavanah and mitzvahs, the real thing which stands out between Klai Yisrael and Umais is in this point of the guy. It's not if you do the mitzvahs, it's how you do the mitzvahs, the kavanah and mitzvahs, that's the real point that stands out. You know, very hard to talk more here at the end. But, okay. Let me then. All right. Here's Shkoyach. Hard to say.